So we are learning Rav Nemitzel Sefer. It's Rav Nemitzel on the Haggadah, and it starts on page. We're starting a piece that starts that's called Yisodos HaEmuna BeYetzias Mitzrayim. It starts on Amud Resh Samech Hey. Okay, so the name of the holiday is what? Pesach, right? So it's called Pesach, and because the pasuk says Upasachti Aleihem, Upasachti Aleihem. What does that mean? Pasachti Aleihem. You say Passover, so let's see. Says the Renemza, it says in the Pasuk that the blood will be for you a sign on your homes, Asher Atem Sham, which you are there, Ubra'iti Es Adam, Hashem says, and I will see the blood, Upasachti Aleichem, and I will Poseach Aleichem on you. I'm not gonna translate it, because that's what he's talking about over here. And there won't be amongst you a plague to destroy while I am destroying in the land of Egypt. Okay, so that's what Hashem says. Now, Perusho shel ha'poel pasachti. What is this word, upasachti? It's not a common word. So what does it mean? Mevayer Rashi. Rashi brings down two different shotim. First he says, upasachti v'chamalti. What does v'chamalti mean? Anybody know? Chemla. Anybody know what that means? Lachmol. Forgive a little bit, slightly, like that. Mercy. To have mercy, right? Hashem is going to have mercy on us. That's another. There's many different words for mercy. It's not the same letters, no. It's not the same shorash. I mean, it's related, probably, because they both have the ched and the lamed and the... And the mem, but no, they don't have. Rachem doesn't have lamed, but no, but it's not the same. But there's different words, different kinds of mercy, different kinds of, you know, grace and like stuff like that. Chen tergam onkelus achos, and also targam onkelus was chas. Chas also means have mercy. Vani omer, that's Rashi starts out by bringing that, and then he said, then Rashi says, Vani omer, and I say, kop psicha lashon dilug v'kvitza. Language of psicha means to skip or to jump. Okay? Ulefi zeh upasachti perusho shemedaleg hayami bata Yisrael bata Mitzrayim. And so according to that, what it means is that Hashem was kiviyachol, as we'll see, jumping from the houses of the Bnei Yisrael to the houses of the Egyptians, shayu shuriyin zebetoseh, because they were living amongst each other. Okay? So it was... That's also a chiddush because in the psukim it sounds like they lived in their own separate place. They lived in Goshen, the Jews, and it sounds like they had like their own separate little area there. But according to this pshat, if you say that it's pasachti, that means that they were mamish one among the other, and they were and Hashem kiviyachol was skipping over them. So now says Rav Nemitzel, ein kavana kamuvan l'kfitza kepshuta. Obviously, it doesn't mean in Rashi that Hashem was literally jumping over the houses, right? Who here thought that he really meant jumping over the houses, right? Like, well, that's how we're taught when we're in Gan, and we just keep that same idea. Like, we never really thought about it, so we're just like, yeah, in your minds, you have this image of Hashem jumping over the houses. I don't know, I did. Anyway, okay. So obviously it doesn't mean that, right? It doesn't mean that Hashem is jumping. Why not? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in every single place in the world all the time. There's no such, what does that mean even to jump over a house? Hashem is in both houses simultaneously. It's not like he's in one house and then he has to go to the next house. He's there both. And he's in the Jewish house all the same time, obviously, right? So the whole thing, this... It's nonsensical when you're talking about Baruch Hu. Hashem doesn't need to jump or skip in order to get from one place to another. It's utterly ridiculous when you're talking about Baruch Hu. Ah, so what does it mean? Right? So what is the pshat then? So says Rav Nemitzel, Ela Kavanoi. Anybody want to guess? Anybody want to say pshat? No, that's Rashi's first shot. He's going in the second shot. In the second shot, it says to skip. It says to jump. So what's the shot? What does it mean to jump? Well, Rashi thought Hashem has a body, and he was jumping from the rooftops like Santa Claus or something. Santa Claus is also not real, by the way, just in case anybody thought otherwise.
Maybe it was the
Tooth Fairy also. The Malach HaMavis also. The Malach HaMavis? You mean the Malach HaMavis? Sorry, it says though that Hashem is Pasachti. Hashem says Pasachti, which is I. That's a separate question. It's an interesting question. Who was killing? Okay, in Agada we say leave ani velo malach, ani velo shliach. It was me, not anybody else. And you're right. In the pasuk, it says that the malach is going to go. So that's an interesting question, valid question. But this pasuk says pasachti. It says me. So it's Hashem talking. So what does it mean? Okay, so Rav Nachman says the pshat is like this. Ela kavana hi. The pshat, what it means is shela einei mitbonen. In the eyes of one who is contemplating the results of Makas Bechoros, so what does he see? Right, you're an observer in Mitzrayim. You're a reporter for CNN in Mitzrayim, and you're standing there and you're looking at the aftermath of Makas Bechoros. What does it look like to you? It looks like someone skipped from one house to the next because there's an Egyptian house that got hit, a Jewish house that was spared in the middle, and then another Egyptian house that was hit. So in your eyes, as a casual observer, it looks to you like there was something skipping over a house. And that's what he says. That's the meaning of the skipping here. Not that Hashem was skipping. Hashem wasn't skipping. Hashem is there already in every house and in the street and in between the houses. There is no, the whole concept is utter nonsense when I'm talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what does it mean? It means that for the observer, Hamid Bonen B'totzata Hashem Makas Bechoros, the one who is contemplating the results of Makas Bechoros, Hayanira Ki'ilu Hayakandilu, it seemed to him as if there was a skipping. Because the houses of the Egyptians were hit, and the Israeli homes that were among them did not get hit. So that's what it appeared. But obviously not trying whatsoever when it comes to Kadosh Baruch.
Does it also mean they were hit one by one, or
one moment? Hashem hit everybody precisely at Chatzot. Chatzot changes from one location to the next. If we're in Eretz Yisrael, Chatzot is whatever time. And if you would travel to France, France is how many hours back? 1 hour back. So if you go to France, you'd be 1 hour back. So Chatzot would be 1 hour different than it is now. It'd be an hour later than it is here. Now, that's not like in our, you know, the way that we look at the world right now, we have, you know, there's like a grid, you know, of the... What are those called? The horizontal lines and the vertical lines on the globe. Longitude and latitude, right? So we have longitude and latitude. We have it divided up, you know, by like a very like clear, you know, grid marks. But that's actually not true, obviously. Right? It's obviously not. That's not real, right? There's like a line where like, okay, on this side of the line, it's 1 hour ahead, and that side of the line, like 1 foot over. It's not. It's actually a gradual process. We divided it up arbitrarily. But there's a gradual, obviously, every step you take, every inch you move, right? The you in relation to the sun has changed, and therefore the time has changed. Again, we couldn't live that way. That would be utterly impossible to live that way. But that is the reality of it. So therefore, to answer your question, by the Egyptians, every inch is a different chatzot. So it wasn't simultaneous. Every single person was killed exactly at Chatzot, but it wasn't the same for each palace. That's why when Moshe Rabbeinu said to Paro that Hashem is going to wipe out all the firstborns at Chatzot, he didn't say at Chatzot, he said ki Chatzot, like around Chatzot. Why around Chatzot? Because he didn't want the Egyptians to observe that it's not exactly Chatzot and say, oh, Hashem isn't so accurate. He said he was going to do it by Chatzot, and it really wasn't. It was actually a minute before, a minute after. It's not. It wasn't. It was actually exactly a Chatzot. They didn't have the time right. But because of that problem, so Moshe said, Ki Chatzot, not Bi Chatzot. Yeah?
Did the die have a very specific manner?
It doesn't say, I don't think. It just seems like they just died. Almost like a person dies in his sleep, that kind of thing. Just all of a sudden, dead. What? When a person dies in his sleep, is it a heart attack? I don't know. Could be. I don't know. It could be. In the psukim itself, it just says they died. So don't know. Anyway, gentlemen. So the bottom line is that it's not actually obviously Hashem is not actually skipping. Okay, but now it says it runs like this. He says, "Vulam." However, chutz min adiluga gashmi kibiyachol. Besides for the skipping, the physical skipping, shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu makas b'choros, that Hakadosh Baruch Hu did in makas b'choros, asher lo haya v'lo nivra, which actually never took place, like we just explained. Yesh the farish diluk zeh shemuskar b'pasul gam b'muvan ruchani. There is another way we can explain this skipping, not a skipping. A physical skipping, which is obviously not Shaykh to Hashem, like we explained, but rather a spiritual skipping, which is Shaykh to Hashem. The Dilug Kazeh, Ayah Gam Ayah, it actually exists. It actually was. Ma Perush Dilug Ruchani. What does it mean, a spiritual skipping? What does that even mean? Amru Chazah said, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Hashem says to Klal Yisrael, Bonai, my children, Pitchu li petach echad shel tshuva kiuchada shel machad, open for me. A tshuva, meaning do tshuva, even a tiny tshuva, like the eye of a needle, or the point of the needle, a tiny tiny tshuva. Open your hearts a tiny little bit. And I will open it wide enough that wagons and horses can pass through it, and chariots can pass through it. So this is a very famous pasuk we're familiar with, yeah. Open, you just open the door a little bit, open up a crack, and I will open it for you the rest of the way, and okay, Gishman. Says in that one, Klomar, Kedei Lezakos Leishua, Klalis Opratis, in order to merit a saving from Hashem, whether it's for all of Klal Yisrael or it's specific to you, Allah Adam liftoch petach koshu mitzido. He, a person, has to open up some tiny opening from his standpoint. Ulitzkarev bekochor atzmo el Hashem velubimat, and he has to get close with his own powers to Hashem, even if it's just a little tiny bit. Verakaz yiskelis yad reshmaya le'ain shir keneged ze. And then you'll be zochet to get tremendous yad reshmaya corresponding to that. Kodesh Baruch Hu yaseh kvar rakol. Kodesh Baruch Hu at that point will do everything. Aval et atchala, but the beginning, tzarech lasod adam. You have to do it yourself. Baalei HaMusar aposifu tonight. The Baalei HaMusar added on another aspect. Klomar, Ve'amru, and they said, She'ala petach ha-katan shoseh adam le'yol mefulash me'ever le'ever. This is a very famous thing. Right? It says that, what would you just say, right? You have to open up a little bit of an opening, and then Hashem opens the rest, right? Hashem will take care of the rest. So the Baalei HaMusar say, yeah, you have to open up, all you have to do is open a tiny little opening, but it's got to be all the way through. It can't just be on the surface. It has to be through and through. If we're talking about a barrier, right? So you can't just like chip away at the wall and make a dent in the wall. You have to get all the way through. You can get all the way through in a tiny little hole. Right, you can take a drill bit, the tiniest drill bit there is, and drill all the way through, and you can get to the other side. But it has to be that it gets to the other side. It can't just be on the surface. It has to go all the way through. What does that mean? That's what the Baalei HaMusar said. What does that even mean, though? What does it mean? What are we talking about over here? So he explains, Ramzal explains, Perush, Klomar. That is to say, Petach Gamur, Lo Rak Tchilato Shel Petach. It has to be a complete opening, not just the beginning of an opening. Because with just a beginning, you're not going to be zochet anything. It has to be a full opening, whatever you open. Behold, and Mitzrayim, lo patru Yisrael petach kezeh. Bnei Yisrael did not open an opening like that in Mitzrayim. We know that Bnei Yisrael were very low at that point, right? The 49th level of Tumah. One more second, they would have been gone forever, etc., etc. Oh, we know all these things. So they, what did they do? They had a few things that were keeping them Jewish, right? They didn't change their clothes, their names, their language, but it's very surface level. So he says like this. He says, and even though Bnei Israel did not even open up that little opening in this world, because again, it wasn't all the way through, so that even despite that, Hashem redeemed us all from him. In other words, from Mitzvah Mitzrayim, it was all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's what's called Yisra'uso de la'ela, an awakening from on high, meaning it had nothing to do with us. We weren't Zohar. Even though from the aspect of the awakening from down here, Yisra'uso de la'tata, lo yigiyu Yisra'u leklal, We weren't even zocher to get even an opening of a machar, of a needle. Even that we weren't zocher to get yet. This is therefore the skipping that Hashem did in Makas Bechoros. Klomar, that is to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu delayed Akloi and Hagar regilim shalom. Hashem skipped over the usual protocol. This protocol, right? Usually, you have to put in your effort, you have to open your opening, and it's got to be all the way through. It doesn't matter how big, it could be tiny, but it still has to be you started. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of the rest. Here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu skipped it. Skipped that even that part. He skipped. And that was a dilug. That's what it means that he jumped. The PM and the Dam Zaka Lisiu Mashimayim. According to the regular protocols, you're not zochet to get help from Shemayim unless you start the opening yourself. To get close to Hashem on your own. And Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim despite the fact that we had not fulfilled even this basic Tanai. Chassidim Omrim, the Chassidim say, Shezeo Shamar Katuba, Avar Shem Lengofem Mitzrayim. It says in the Pasuk that Hashem came into Mitzrayim to plague the Egyptians. Upasach Hashem ala Pesach. And Hashem skipped over the Pesach, it says in the Pasuk. Ve'lo yitein ha-mashchid lavo al bateichem lingov. And he won't let the mashchis, the destroyer, come into your house to plague you. So what does it say? It says in the Pasuk, Hashem is going to jump over the Pesach. And what does that mean on the petach? What's the petach? The opening. What does it mean in the push-up shot? What? The doors to the houses, right? How does the malach get into the house to kill the firstborn? Using the front door, right? He goes into the front door. So Hashem, kibiyachol, won't let the mashkes use the front door on your houses. He'll jump over the front door of your houses. That's it. Pashup shah, right? Pashup shah, kibiyahu. Says our announcer, but the Hasidim say no. Hashem kloma HaKadosh Baruch Hu pasach hu viter la petach hakatan shetzarich v'derech klal adam latzot mitzido. What it means is that Hashem is going to jump over the requirement that we usually have in place, that you have to make your own opening. Right? Like we said, I have to make your own opening first, and then Hashem opens it like a enough big enough for wagons and everything. That's what Hashem is skipping over. Hashem is skipping over the petach, the opening that you need to make. He's skipping over that step. And he's skipping over Klal Yisrael, despite the fact that they themselves had not made such an opening. That's what the word Pesach means. And that, says Rav Nachman, is real. That one actually did happen, unlike the physical one. Oh, I guess I'm done now. Unlike the real one, unlike the physical one, which never actually really happened. Okay. Michael, say again.